If you have a cat, or if you have a dog, I want you to bring your cat and your dog close to the phone, computer, whatever you're listening or watching this on. Lacking a pet, I want you to look at a flower. A rose would be preferable, but if you only have a daffodil or a begonia, whatever you have, I want you to look at it. Lacking a pet or a flower, I want you to look at your own hand right now. Look down at your hand. I want you to marvel at the intricacies of the human hand. And I want you to realize that the creator of your pet or that flower or your hand, the creator of that is the head of this organization that we belong to called the body of Christ. Our head is Christ. And yet there are people who say that's not good enough. There are people who say that you need to be accountable to a human body that purports to be representatives of Christ. But I will tell you this, that anyone who has a diploma from a human organization, or anyone who claims any human authority, is not worthy, is not able to instruct you or to counsel you concerning the body of Christ, or for that matter, any personal issues that may be troubling you. Because those sources are satanic. The source of the life and the organization of the body of Christ is Christ himself. He has not been seen in 2,000 years, and yet the spirit that animated him is the spirit of God. And it's the same spirit that exists in us. The opposition, those who have gone through a seminary, those who call themselves pastors or teachers, who have been taught by human institutions of learning, are worse than bad. They will actually lead you astray into doctrines of demons. And the chief doctrines of demons are eternal torment, human free will, the immortality of the soul, and I'll just stop right there. Eternal torment, human free will, and the immortality of the soul. Colossians 1, 15. This is talking about our leader. I said yesterday about Martians coming down. Take me to your leader. This is our leader. Christ is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature. That means that he pre-existed every creature. That means, and this can be corroborated from other passages, that he pre-existed every creature. He is the one responsible for the creation of every creature, including your dog, your cat, your goldfish, your daffodils, the grass in your yard, the human hand. For in him is all created. That's not me. I'm not making that up. That is Colossians 1:16. In him is all created. Whether those things in the heavens or that on earth. Just in case you're not sure what all includes, it includes everything in the heavens and everything on the earth. And if you don't have a pet or a plant or if you don't have a hand, look into the sky, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the moon. The Lord God created all of this through Christ. Whether the visible or the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties, any power that would claim authority over you is subservient to Him, to Christ. He is the authority over all powers. That's why that is mentioned here. Lordships, sovereignties, authorities. Because there are many lordships. There are many sovereignties. There are many authorities. Small L, small A, small lordships, small authorities, small A, small L. That is subdivisions of God. There are many who are vexing you and who will attempt to convince you that you need a human authority over you, that you need to be accountable to some human appointed official. You don't. And this is the beauty and the tripping wire and the scandal of the body of Christ. The beauty of it is that you answered to the power that created the rose, that created your cat, that created the human hand, that created the grass, that created the sun and the moon. That is the one who is head of you. And His Spirit lives in us. And this is the one who has appointed pastors and evangelists and teachers into the body of Christ for the growth of the body of Christ. This is a thing of God. And the tripwire for many people is that it is invisible. All is created through Him and for Him, and He is before all. He, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is before all. And all has its cohesion in Him. I want you to wrap your head around that simple statement. God is such an understater. Everything that coheres, all matter, molecular or stellar, has its cohesion in Christ. That includes you. That includes everything that exists. Coheres, that is, stays together. Otherwise, everything explodes. They talk about a big bang. I'll give you a big bang. Here's the big bang. The big bang is, what if everything in the universe were dependent on some randomness? What if everything in the universe were an accident? Then nothing could be held together by any purpose. And yet, all has its cohesion in Christ. The best part's coming. I alluded to it yesterday, but I didn't give it weight. I didn't give it enough weight, and now I'm going to do it today. And I don't care if it's a little bit repetitive. I'm hammering it home for you today. And He, the same one, and He, this is verse 18 of Colossians chapter 1, and He is the head of the body, the ecclesia. That's us, the body of Christ. We lonely, forsaken people who are isolated in our own states, in our own countries, in our own little places, lonely as can be, and yet He is our head. The same one through whom all things cohere. The same one through whom all things came into existence. Now we're getting more intimate. Now we're getting closer to where we live. He is the head of the body of Christ, the ecclesia. The ecclesia is a fancy Greek word. Don't let it screw you up. If you're listening to this for the first time and you're hearing the word ecclesia, the King James will translate that church. But I like the word ecclesia because nobody knows what it is. What the hell is an ecclesia? You have to look it up. And if you look it up in any concordance, you will find that the Greek word is ekklesia, E-K-L-E-S-S-I-A. It's a two-part Greek word. Ek means out. Ecclesia means called. It is an out-called group of people. You and me are called out from the mass of humanity to understand what I am telling you today. And the only reason I am telling you this today is because God, the creator of your cat, your dog, your goldfish, the grass, the sun, the moon, has ensured that there are human beings walking upon this planet who he gives power to proclaim these truths. Not because of their imaginations, not because they smoked something funny, but because they have read and believed the very words of God that have been put into print. I know that doesn't sound very spiritual, print, but it is. God has preserved his word, also known as the scriptures. He has not left any of us adrift. He has given us solid information about his dealings with humanity and what he has done for humanity and how he has created the contrast between death and life and sin and justification and death and resurrection. And this is the God that I am proclaiming to you. And he gives these indeed. I'm in now Ephesians, where I was yesterday, chapter 4. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And as I said yesterday, you can cancel out apostles and prophets because those are anachronisms. Those are offices that are past because we no longer need those particular gifts because the word of God has been completed. The apostle Paul, the human being to whom the resurrected Christ gave this information that I'm relaying to you now. This man completed the word of God. That's Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. He completed the word of God. And so there's nothing more to be added. Everything we need is here in the Greek scriptures, specifically in the letters Paul wrote to the nations. It sounds so boring. Oh, my friends, it is far from boring. This is the most monumental, relevant, if you want to say exciting thing that exists on the earth today. And yet, what do you feel? Well, let me tell you something. Facts do not care about feelings. What Christ has done for all humanity, it doesn't care what humanity thinks about it. Human beings think that they're such an important part of the equation, but they're not. They're the recipients of the most important part of the equation, who is Jesus Christ, what Jesus Christ has done. Humans like to think that a lot of the weight is on them, a lot of the importance of this presumed transaction between God and humanity is on them. They think that what they do has eternal consequences. Well, it doesn't have near the weight that they think it does. All humanity comes down to Adam and Christ. This is not a disconnect. I'm still on the same topic of who your head is. All humanity comes down to Jesus Christ and Adam. Not you as an individual. Does that make you feel small? Good. It should make you feel small. Because in the big equation, you are small. It comes down to Adam and what he did, and Christ and what he did to undo Adam. But I wanted you to know chiefly that the head of the body is Christ, the same one who created everything that you see, the same reason that everything holds together today, the same reason that things aren't going flying off into space randomly. The same reason that logic exists in this world. I'm a lover of logic. And the greatest thing about Paul's evangel is that it's logical. Any logical thinker, even atheists, they can't deny that the marvels of what they see in creation, whether it's a dog or a cat or a rose or the sun, has to come from God. It has to come from something outside of ourselves. Well, it's not just something. It's a being. It's God. But this great almighty power that brought everything into existence has an image. And that image is his son, Jesus Christ. And that image is the head of the body. That image is the one that you and I listen to. He's the one that you and I listen to through Paul. He works through human agencies. The various gifts I told you about, teachers, evangelists, pastors, he works through these people, and these are appointed by God to tell you these wonderful things. Anyone not appointed by God is probably appointed by the state, is probably appointed by a seminary, is probably appointed by a earthly body, such as a Baptist body or a Catholic body or a Methodist body, and it is all bogus. And this is the opposition. This is the enemy. The enemy opposes the true Christ. And the true Christ, again, it's invisible, and it operates through people giving you videos in their car. This is why the world trips at it. But that's the truth. You're listening to the truth. The falsehood that opposes the truth is presented in a form that human beings would accept, that is through institutions of, quote, higher learning, unquote. Boy, is that a joke. That's how the adversary works. And that's why Satan attracts many more people to his teachings of demons, than do I or other people who are presenting the truth, is that it is presented through acceptable human means, through priesthoods, self-appointed priesthoods, through false expressions, through organizations that would be respected by human beings. Well, it's accredited. Well, it's approved by the Pope. Well, it's approved by the Council of Churches, whatever. It's satanic. And Satan is disguised as a messenger of light, but your God is not disguised. He lives in your pets. He lives in the plants, in the sun. He created all things. And this is the one who is organizing the body of Christ. He is the one that is infusing us with the spirit, which is the invisible power. That's what the definition of spirit is. It's the invisible power of God that animates people, animates things, animates the entire earth, and it's organized. Don't think that you don't belong to an organization. You do. It's the organization known as the body of Christ.